I still get a kick out of this makeshift platform we have. Sid, knock yourself out, buddy.
Okay. Are you going to bounce back in Chicago? You've had a hard time winning yet.
I hope so. We need to. We haven't won there since I've been here, and it's becoming annoying. So it's definitely a game we have to get. I feel like we did some things to shoot ourselves in the foot last week, and we're coming in and playing a team that can definitely run the ball, or is known for running the ball better than what Detroit did. So it's going to be a tough game. It's in Chicago. It's a place we haven't particularly played well over the years, and we got to turn that around.
Looking back to the Detroit game, they don't have the greatest offensive line, but they seem to block you guys. Do they do something different or something?
Yeah, they ran the ball very well, very effective. I think Stafford got the ball out. They ran a lot of short intermediate routes. I don't know that they went down the field very often. After watching the film, we got some good pressure on them. We hit them. We made them move a few times. But if it's second and three, third and three, second and five, third and three, those kind of – That's the way the series are going. You're not going to get an opportunity to rush like we have. Plus, Stafford does a good job of getting the ball out. But, we had some, like I said, we had some good hits. We had some times where, don't know how we got the ball out. But they were effective because we didn't tackle and we didn't do what we had to do in the run game. And now if you force them into third and longs, it's a different story. When we had third and longs, we got off the field.
What about the Bear offensive line? You got two youngs. Rookie starters.
Yeah, they do. They do a lot of match protection, a lot of play action stuff. And again, it comes down. I swear every week is the same. It comes down to being good on first and second down. If you are good on first and second down, you will have opportunities to get to the quarterback. If you're not good on first and second down, it is going to be a long game, and you're going to have to, take a chance to get lucky. But we have to be able to control the down and distance, and have to be able to control, where Jay throws to, where he runs to, and it has to be on our terms.
What about Chicago? Why is this a tough win there?
Honestly, if anybody can figure that one out, let me know, because it just is tough, I guess. I don't know. I wish I had the magic 8-ball and the answer, but I don't. But all we can do is focus on this year and try to get it done.
Same players, but does the scheme look significantly different with the new coaches having this year?
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely – I think they're running a little more shotgun this year. They do some different type things in the run game. To be honest, I think it's going to be kind of a fun game to play again. This is a downhill running team, last week we were spread out, and it's kind of bouncing all over the place. But, I think part of it is that they want to run the ball. They want to get you in, short down the distance for the first down, and then really – have success in that intermediate passing game, and then Max Pro and take their shots down the field. So, I think it's going to come down to – that is awesome. I think it's going to come down to, obviously, like I said, controlling the line of scrimmage and really getting down a distance that we can be successful in.
Nickel Max Pro or quick hit and stuff is – a lot of times the best thing you do is just get your hands
right. Yeah, and you're right. Sometimes a batted ball is as good as a sack, So, as far as, then it's second and 10 or third and 10 or you're off the field. But, you got to try to find a way to affect a play if you have an opportunity. And you're not going to have opportunities all the time, But, again, if you're getting a lot of quick hitters and Max Pro, you got to do something to try to find a way to break. And if not, we got to try to force them into a bad throw and get some turnovers.
Yeah, they found a way to work the underneath, too, last year in Soldier Field. Detroit found some success there, too. What do you guys got to do to tighten up in the middle there?
Well, we got Kevin coming back, which is going to be a help. Obviously, I think, his experience in there is invaluable. He's seen just about every block, and he's just steady. But it's nothing major. Guys just got to do their responsibility. I think sometimes you get into a game where you're starting to give up and you're trying to do too much, and that's when you get gashed. I say it all the time, you're going to make 99% more plays in your gap than you will in somebody else's. So it really comes down to fundamentals, and that's what this game is about. Whoever has better fundamentals on Sunday and whoever can execute better will win the game.
Is that what you saw on film with you? Reggie gave up you guys gave up chunks of yardage, which usually don't. Is that what you just saw?
Absolutely. And you look at it, and a play that could be a 2-yard gain ended up being like a 6-yard gain because someone jumped out of the gap. Or, we missed a tackle. We had opportunities, and we missed tackles. And that's going to happen. We understand they get paid, too. But, our expectations are high. We expect our guys, if you're in the gap, we expect you to make a play. That's why you're on this defense. And so I think that's really been our focus this week, is not so much, what are they going to do to us. Let's not shoot ourselves in the foot. Let's just get ourselves in our gaps and make plays.
0-2 is bad. Not many teams make the playoff.
It's not good, and so I'm not going to listen to that negativity. No, you don't want to be 0-2. Obviously, we'd love to win them all. Unfortunately, we didn't. So our backs are against the wall, and just like anything, it's how you respond to something. And, you know, whichever way this game goes on Sunday, we'll have to respond to that, good or bad. So all we can do is keep trying to get better and really focus week by week. And this week we have a tough task, but hey.
It's hard to judge other players when you're playing, but what do you like that you've seen Harry do so far?
Harrison Smith, he's awesome. He's just aggressive, and that dude hits. I mean, he comes up, he's always around the ball. He's, you know, I think he's a young guy that just, you know, he has a nose for the ball, and you know, he comes up, and like I said, he can just tell that energy he has. He loves to play, and, you know, when you watch him on the field, you just kind of get this sense of confidence that he's going to be in the right place at the right time.
Jared, obviously, Kevin is a great football player in and of himself, but what does it mean to have him back just from a presence, confidence standpoint?
First off, I didn't have anybody to do my handshake with out there, so I was struggling there. Sometimes you just to see a familiar face out there is what you want, you know, and you know, Kevin's been here forever, and, you know, not having him on the field, it's different. And, you know, just having him back out, that camaraderie, just in the fact that I'm familiar with where he's going to be. Especially if we're rushing too, I know where he's going to be on certain blocks, and I can play off that and vice versa. We get that camaraderie. I know, you know, which he's away from me, what I'm going to expect. And, he's that centerpiece that kind of makes us churn. And, you know, he has seniority, and it's a respect thing, and a guy is obviously very gifted and talented. I mean, he's had tremendous success in this league, and anytime you can have him on the field, it's positive. We good?
Perfect.
Perfect. All right. Sid.